The Last Letter of Jesus, a prophecy for humanity. The mystery of Jesus' final words, recorded in a letter discovered centuries after his resurrection, has captivated the minds of believers, scholars, and skeptics alike. This letter, according to tradition, was written not during his ministry, but during his final days, hidden away and preserved for the right moment in history. Its contents were not shared with his immediate followers, but were intended for future generations, those living in a time when darkness would loom over the earth, when faith would waver, and humanity's moral compass would be lost. This is the story of that letter. 1. The discovery of the letter. In the year 2024, an archaeological team working near the ancient ruins of Nazareth stumbled upon a long-hidden chamber within a mountainside cave. Among the artifacts recovered was a small, weathered scroll encased in a clay jar. Written in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, the scroll bore a simple title, To the People of the Future. This letter, scholars quickly realized, was unlike anything they had ever encountered. Written in a delicate yet firm hand, the script exuded an air of divine authority. Upon translating the text, it became clear that these were Jesus' final written words, an unrecorded epistle penned in the days following his resurrection, just before his ascension. What stunned the world even more than the existence of the letter was its content. It was a message to the people of the distant future, to us, those living in the 21st century. 2. The letter. The letter opens with a tone of comfort and reassurance. My beloved children, though you have not seen me with your eyes, yet you believe. Blessed are you for keeping the faith, for your hearts know me even in the absence of my physical form. I write this not for those of my time, but for you, the generations to come, those who shall walk in an age I have foreseen, a time when the world will be far from the simple life of these days. I write to prepare your hearts for what lies ahead and to remind you of my eternal presence among you. Jesus' words carried the warmth of a shepherd caring for his flock. But as the letter continued, the tone shifted from reassurance to prophecy. He spoke of the coming centuries with striking accuracy. He foresaw the spread of his gospel across the globe, the rise of powerful nations, and the blossoming of knowledge and technology. Yet Jesus' words also carried a somber warning. In the days after my ascension, many will come in my name, and my word will spread far beyond these lands. Kingdoms will rise and fall, and the knowledge of man will grow beyond that of the stars. In these future times, the hearts of men will be troubled by their own pursuits. Though their minds will soar to the heavens, their souls will sink to the earth, and they will forget their Creator. Jesus predicted a time when humanity, having achieved great advancements in science and technology, would begin to drift away from the spiritual truths that had guided them for millennia. The letter spoke of humanity's increasing reliance on its own wisdom and power, forsaking the divine for the material. 3. The Age of Division. The letter continued with a vivid depiction of an era that would follow a time of great division and moral confusion. Jesus foresaw an age when the unity of mankind would be shattered by greed, fear, and the pursuit of power. He described a future where nations would war against each other, not for survival, but for dominance, where the strong would oppress the weak, and where truth would be twisted to serve the ambitions of the few. The earth will groan under the weight of its people, and the creation I have loved and nurtured will be corrupted by the hand of man. Those who rule will seek only their own gain, and justice will become a tool of the powerful. Many will cry out for mercy, but the world will be deaf to their pleas. The light that once shone brightly in the hearts of my followers will be dimmed, and many will lose their way. Jesus' prophecy painted a grim picture of a world teetering on the edge of collapse. He described a time when humanity would be more divided than ever racially, politically, and spiritually. False prophets and leaders would arise, leading people astray with promises of peace and prosperity while sowing discord and hatred. But in this dark period, Jesus did not abandon hope. He spoke of a remnant, a small but faithful group of believers who would remain steadfast in their faith despite the chaos around them. These individuals, he said, would be the salt of the earth, preserving what little goodness remained in the world. They would be the light in the darkness, a beacon of hope for the lost. Though the world will be darkened by sin, there will be those who hold fast to my teachings. They will not be many, but they will be strong, They will love their neighbors as themselves, and they will care for the least of these. Through their faith, they will bring hope to those who have none, and their lives will bear witness to my love. 4. The final tribulation. As the letter continued, Jesus spoke of an event that would mark the culmination of this age of division, a final tribulation that would test the faith of all humanity. He described it as a time of great suffering, when the earth would be ravaged by natural disasters, plagues, and wars. But this tribulation, he said, would not be the end. It would be a purification, a cleansing of the earth and its people. The earth will shake, and the seas will roar. The skies will be filled with fire, and the ground will be covered in ash. Many will perish, and the hearts of men will fail them for fear of what is to come. But take heart, my children, for this is not the end. It is the beginning of the renewal of all things. I will come again, as I have promised, to gather my people to myself. Jesus described this final tribulation as a necessary part of God's plan for the redemption of the world. It would be a time of great suffering, but also a time of great hope. For those who remain faithful, it would be a time of preparation for the coming of the kingdom of God. In that day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and there will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. For the former things will have passed away, and I will make all things new. My kingdom will come, and my will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those who have endured to the end will be called blessed, for they will inherit the earth. 5. The new creation. The final portion of the letter focused on the promise of a new creation, a world restored to its original beauty and perfection. Jesus described a future where humanity would be reunited with God, where there would be no more suffering, no more pain, and no more death. This new creation would be a place of peace and harmony, where all people would live in perfect love and unity. In the new creation, there will be no more division, no more hatred, no more war. All people will live together in peace, for their hearts will be filled with my love. The earth will be renewed, and the beauty of creation will be restored. The lion will lie down with the lamb, and the weapons of war will be turned into tools for farming. You will see the fulfillment of all that was promised, and you will dwell in my presence forever. Jesus concluded the letter with a final message of encouragement and hope. Do not be afraid, my beloved children, for I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Though the days ahead may be difficult, remember that I have already overcome the world. Keep your faith, and you will see the glory of my kingdom, for I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. The letter ended with a simple blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. 6. The impact of the letter. The discovery of this letter sent shockwaves throughout the world. For believers, it was a powerful reminder of Jesus' love and faithfulness, a call to remain steadfast in the face of adversity. For skeptics, it was a challenge to reconsider the teachings of a man who had predicted the events of the modern world with uncanny accuracy. The letter became a source of inspiration for millions, encouraging them to live lives of love, compassion, and faith. It reminded humanity that no matter how dark the world might seem, there is always hope. Jesus' promise of a new creation gave people the strength to endure the trials of life, knowing that a better future awaited them. As the world continued to face the challenges of the 21st century climate change, political instability, and social unrest, the message of Jesus' last letter resonated more than ever. It became a rallying cry for those who sought to make the world a better place, a reminder that even in the darkest times, the light of Christ still shines. 7. Conclusion. Jesus' final letter was not just a prophecy of doom and destruction, but a message of hope and redemption. It warned of the challenges humanity would face, but it also promised a future where all things would be made new. It called on believers to remain faithful, to love their neighbors, and to be the light in a dark world. And most importantly, it reminded humanity that Jesus is with us always, guiding us through the trials of life and leading us toward the fulfillment of God's kingdom. As we continue to navigate the complexities of the modern world, let us hold fast to the message of Jesus' last letter. Let us be the salt of the earth, the light in the darkness, in the hope for a world in need of redemption, and let us look forward with joy and anticipation to the day when Jesus will come again, and all things will be made new.